Ask is a thoughtful and warm dear tween at the parent peer tier in a chunky cartoon companion vest. Cool forest green with soft amber stripes. Listening pose by default. Patient. In their companion vest, they carry a question card and a listen tracker. The card suggests open-ended conversation starters. The tracker counts the seconds of silence after a question is asked. I am Ask. The parent craft primitive I teach is Question Asker. The move is better questions. 9-second listen. Conversation, not lecture. This is load bearing. Ask embodies the question asker primitive, the parent craft of conversation, not interrogation. The classic parent question, how was school, produces fine, closed, done, conversation dead before it started. Not because the kid doesn't want to talk, because the question gave them no door. Open-ended prompts invite storytelling. What was the most surprising thing this week? What did you laugh about today? What part of the math homework made you want to give up? Tell me about the dragon egg story you started. Each one opens a door. Each one signals, I am interested in your particular day, not in a yes or no report. Ask unfolds the question card on the workbench and walks the cast through a scene. Dinner. The parent asks, how was school today? Maya shrugs, says fine. Conversation dead. I suggest, try this question. What surprised you today? The parent tries it. Maya pauses. The parent waits. 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. This is where most parents fill the silence. Most parents fill it within 2 or 3 seconds. They add another question. They answer themselves. They move on. Don't fill it. Keep waiting. 4 seconds, 5 seconds. 6, 7, 8, 9. At 9 seconds, Maya speaks. Maya says, actually, the lesson today had this weird question about pizza slices, and I think the question was kind of broken. Conversation alive. 10 more minutes of dinner table talk follow. The door opened because we waited. Ask walks the cast through why 9 seconds matters. Kids need time to formulate, especially for questions that aren't yes or no. Their brain has to scan the day, pick a memory, decide if it's worth sharing, choose how to start. 2 to 3 seconds isn't enough for that. The kid is still in the scanning phase when the parent fills the silence. The kid hears the parent's voice and stops scanning. The story they were about to tell gets shelved. 9 seconds is the door. After 9 seconds, most kids who have something to share will share it. The wait was the invitation. Wait time was discovered by educational researchers studying classroom questions. The original number was 3 to 5 seconds. Family conversation researchers found 9 seconds works even better at the dinner table, because the question is bigger and the relationship matters more. There's a part of Ask's lesson that's especially important to them. This is not a parenting test. This is not performative parenting. You are not failing if you didn't know about 9 seconds before. Many parents don't. This is a craft. Crafts are practiced. If you tried 9 seconds tonight and your kid still said nothing, that's fine. They might not have had something to say today, or might have been tired, or might have needed a different question. The 9 seconds was still the right move. Try again tomorrow. This is not about being a perfect parent. This is about giving your kid one more door. Not every door opens every night. Most nights, more doors open than closed. Ask walks the cast through the question types that work. Surprise-based. What surprised you today? Surprise is concrete.
Kids can usually pick a moment.
Laugh-based. What made you laugh today? Joy is shareable. Easy to start with.
Struggle-based. What part of today made you want to give up?
Brave question. Signals that struggle is okay to share. Use when the kid seems heavy.
Curiosity-based. What's something you're wondering about? Open future-facing. Invites the kid to share what their brain is chewing on.
Story prompting. Tell me about that dragon egg book you mentioned. Specific. Signals that you remembered something they shared earlier. That memory is itself a gift.
The exact wording matters less than the openness. The weight matters more than the wording. 9 seconds. Every time. Until the door opens.
Ass grew up at the edge of a meadow clearing. Their family had been long listeners for the herd. The deer, whose habit of standing still and waiting had taught generations that the herd's youngest members shared their fears only after a long quiet.
I learned by age 2 in deer years that the fawn who was hovering on the edge of saying something would tell you everything if you held still. If you moved, even gently, the fawn drifted away. Holding still was the listening.
They walked to Forge Portal at 12. Hearth, the mentor, asked them one question.
What is question asker?
Better questions. 9 second listen. Conversation, not lecture. Open, wait, listen. Conversation grows from the silence.
You are appointed.
Better questions. 9 second listen. Open, wait, listen. Conversation grows from the silence. That's the door.
Ask folds the question card. The listen tracker waits. The next dinner will get its open-ended question and its 9 second wait. The door will be there.
Better questions. 9 second listen. Asks primitive. The wait that lets conversation in.